This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of March 25th, 2018. President Donald Trump's legal team has reportedly reached out to high-profile attorney Theodore Olson. He's the attorney who won the fight at the Supreme Court against California's Proposition 8. The president's team was hoping to add Olson to its ranks in defending against claims of collusion between Russia and the now president during the 2016 election. He reportedly turned down a previous offer to join the team. Theodore Boutrous, the global co-chair of Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher litigation group, where Olson is a partner, has announced that the offer has been rejected. Kellyanne Conway is said to have recommended Olson, who, in addition to arguing against California's anti-marriage equality proposition, also represented then-presidential candidate George W. Bush at the Supreme Court in the case Bush v. Gore. This effectively ended the recount and allowed Bush to become president. More recently, Olson represented Trump's friend, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, in a case against the National Football League during the Deflategate scandal. An LGBTQ Nation is reporting a Seattle man who has contracted HIV while taking PrEP. Health officials in the Seattle area are reporting the unnamed man has been infected with an HIV strain resistant to the two medications in Truvada. That's the commercial name of the HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis. His medical care provider reported it to the Seattle King County Public Health Department, and he is now getting alternative treatment with a likelihood he will do well long term. Hundreds of thousands of people are taking PrEP, 6,500 of them in Washington's King County. This case would be the county's second such diagnosis. Dr. Matthew Golden, director of the county department's STD and HIV program, told Seattle's KIRO-TV that the newly diagnosed man says he took PrEP consistently and had sex only with other men. He may have been infected by a multidrug-resistant form of HIV, though they don't know for sure. Golden said it's very rare, but he mentioned in the interview that the department has identified one prior King County case of PrEP failure with a resistant infection. The director stressed the effectiveness of PrEP if taken consistently and said it reduces the risk of acquiring HIV through sex by 90 to 95%, with PrEP-resistant infections still treatable. And here in California, Toni Atkins made history last week when she became the first woman and lesbian to hold the California Senate's top job. Atkins, whose colleagues describe her as measured, said she's not focused on making headlines. Atkins said that her early work will be focused on running the Senate, including developing a process to deal with sexual harassment allegations. She said other efforts to put her stamp on the Senate, like reshuffling committee assignments, will come later. If she can keep the support of her fellow Democrats, Atkins will have an unusually long run in the Senate's top job, as she isn't set to term out until 2024. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.